what you said and that you've done it before, you can do it again. So now we're trusting in you, now we're believing in you, now we're standing planted on your promise, that your promises are still yes and amen. So right where you are watching this, declare this next part with us.
To receive you. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God will still see you through because he never fails. He never loses. He is always God, I thank you. Come on. Say that. Your promise still stands.
Your promise still stands. Great
is your faithfulness. You'll never leave me. You'll never leave me.
You'll never leave me. Tell that Jesus, come on, say that. You'll never leave. You'll never leave me.
You'll never leave.
You'll never leave.
You'll never leave.
You'll never leave me right here.
You'll never leave.
You pull me out of darkness.
You'll never leave.
Functions outside of time. God saw 2020 before we were even thought of on this earth. God knew each and every event that would happen in your life. He knew the moment you would lose that job. He knew the moment your marriage would hit a rut. He knew the moment your kids would seem like things were going crazy. He knew well before it happened. God's not surprised by any of this. And so I want to encourage you today to stand in His faithfulness, to stand in your knowing that He's never failed you, He's never left you, and He never ever will. God, we thank you that you can't fail. God, we thank you that you cannot fail, and that you've seen the future, God, and that you want to see us whole, God, that you have plans for us that are good, not to harm us, but to prosper us, God. We stand in your promises because they are yes and amen, God. We believe that you can do the impossible, God, to restore our faith in you, Jesus. Restore our ability to believe, God. You are the God that does the impossible. We thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you say amen?